Well, Erica Hanna, captain of this ladies team, as we mentioned last week, exciting times for the Neamora ladies, and getting even more exciting now, looking forward to an Ulster final.
Oh yeah, definitely. It's just unbelievable, you know. We didn't make it easy for ourselves on Sunday. You know, we got Carling got the last point to draw it level, and you know, we got the extra time, but no, we really dug deep, and we're just so glad to get a stab at the Ulster.
Yeah, and I suppose, what was it at half time? A little bit of an experience, thought you had won because you were so far ahead.
Oh yeah, definitely. I think we were like nearly 9 points up at half time or something like that. It was, you know, I think we just got comfortable in ourselves and just thought, you know, we just kind of took it for granted, you know, that that this team were still, you know, they were not going to die, you know, they were still fighting, and I suppose we just kind of dug deep and got the extra time.
And tell me, what has it been like since, you know, the fact that you're in an Ulster final? Have you been sleeping?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, no, there is a great buzz. You know, there's a great buzz around the community. You know, you go out and into the shops and everyone's, you know, asking all about the Ulster final and well done, congratulating you. So it's just great. It's great for the community and for everyone.
And you're working in Letterkenny General Hospital as well. Excitement out there, or do they know about it?
No, I don't think. Well, I got a few congratulations. You know, I suppose a few of them follow the GA. But it's great buzz,
As we mentioned last week when we spoke ahead of the semi-final, the target this year was to win Donegal. You were in bonus territory from the first game. You were in bonus territory last week. You can say you're in bonus territory now, but Ulster finals and finals generally are to be won, aren't they?
Oh yeah, 100%. You know, as you said, every game was bonus territory. But you know, we have one aim in mind for this game, and it's to win. You know, like we won't be leaving Killyclare without that Ulster Cup. So that's our mindset.
Yeah, and what's the mood? You feel in the squad since Sunday and since that comeback and winning in the extra time?
Well, a few of the girls, you know, we are a very young team. Most of our girls are, you know, I think the oldest is about 24, 25. So, like, it's a very young squad. So, I suppose there was a lot of nerves, a lot of, you know, I suppose an experience too. But, no, everyone's really buzzing and everyone's really up for this game now, and so glad to be in the final.
Yeah, and a big effort put in this year. You didn't tell me last week you were getting up for 7 o'clock training sessions and...
Yeah, a lot of 7 o'clock. You know, we were trying to work around. Our management were great this year. They were very flexible in times for training, just to maximise the numbers for training. So the only, with girls working and, you know, yourself, college, early morning sessions seemed to work for us really well. So, yeah, all summer we were up down here at 7 o'clock in the morning and training away, so.
Yeah. Is that the big difference, that you put in a bigger effort, got more focus this year?
Yeah, 100%. You know, we've been in... You know, down the line, you know, we've all been together, you know, but we never put in the commitment levels that we did this year. You know, there was very few training sessions in the past. You know, we only had, you know, 6-7 down a training, but this year there was never any less than 14-15 down a training. And that's what you really need. You know, you can't do proper drills or train well with only a small number. You need to really maximise your numbers. So definitely the big numbers of training really helped this year.
And obviously, as you said, big interest. The family very interested as well. I know you mentioned Granny and Granda. Very proud of you in Donegal Town.
Oh, yeah, Anna and Paddy Hannah, they're proud listeners of Highland Radio. And, everyone in Donegal Town, my family all over, are all delighted and all tuning into the game. So, it's a great day for everyone, family and community.
And looking forward to another final, Eden Dark from Tyrone. You know much of them, or have you?
No, we haven't heard. Just like the previous teams, we haven't really heard much of them. We just know they're a big GAA club, so we'll take nothing for granted, and I'm sure they'll be a great test.